A permit is being requested by Silfab Solar for the use of Rock Hills Wastewater Treatment Plant. The process of this requires a public hearing and allowed residents as well as Silfab to state their case for and against.
We believe that our request meets the requirements of the City of Rock Hills Sewer Use Ordinance and Federal Clean Water Act and the federal and state general pretreatment regulations for existing and new sources of pollution.
That's Silfab Facilities Director Matt Corzelius. Inside Rock Hill City Council chambers, saw 125 people show up to voice concerns about the solar panel manufacturer's plans in Fort Mill. The permit is for the discharge of non-domestic wastewater into the City of Rock Hill's wastewater collection system. Residents did ask questions about the infrastructure of the plant and the amount of water coming through it, as well as the chemicals the plant uses.
My first question is Silfab's on-site treatment 100% complete, or do you, Rock Hill, provide additional treatment prior to discharge? Lack of specific, verifiable on-site treatment processes could lead to the release of inadequately treated wastewater, violating discharge permits and environmental regulations. What contingency plans are in place for unexpected issues or delays during the Manchester upgrade process?
The next step of the process would be for the city to review that information before issuing the permits. City leaders say they could make adjustments on the permit based on the feedback.